I'm sorry, what?
So were you asking because you're looking for a place to take Davey on your next date?
Hello. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Thank you for coming along.
Yeah, what's the name of the place about the eagle called, sir?
At least it's we've transitioned from insisting that I'm in a relationship with Jeff Klein.
Who?
Oh, you weren't here for that whole thing. Jeff Klein, now that I'm using his full name, I think, who cares? There's
Mr.
this whole...
Rick Klein.
No, there is this whole soap opera about... There's this guy, Jeff, that we play poker with. And you insert joke here, haha. But wasn't he at somebody... Was it at Brad's wedding, Sarah? Is that where that was? Where Jeff was all drunk and was leaving a lot of messages on my cell phone that were like a lot of, so are you going to give me a hug?
No, he was accusing you of being the one hitting on him.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, it was like mini Brad?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not that he's small, but Brad is taller.
His girlfriend's really rad, though.
Yeah,
he's a really nice guy. I like him.
No, he was
although
there.
He did not invite me to his birthday party.
I'm sorry. He was there last night, and his girlfriend was making many, many, many observations about how she wants Jeff to kiss me when I'm not looking. It's all very exciting. So maybe, is the Davey thing like, it's like in prison? Like, I have to hook up with Davey to protect me from Jeff? Davey's the bull. Yeah, this is awkward. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Kristen from Accounting. Hey, hey.
Yeah, that's so, all sounding a bit, you know, weird.
Yes, we're talking about Rockstar Supernova.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
No, we'll get back to talking about last night's performances of sound and so forth, but we did sort of ask people to call in about whether or not, I hate to use this phrase because it's so generic and stupid to say, they don't get it, because you hear that all the time and it means nothing. But the whole thing is that I don't get Delana, Jen doesn't get Delana, you don't, and so we're taking some calls about this. Chris?
Yeah, I think I've come up with the perfect analogy for Delana. It's like Two Live Crew. The first time you hear it, it's loud, abrasive, aggressive. The second time, it's pretty cool. The third time, it's like, ew, I don't want to listen to the whole album. You know, and by the time of that, you didn't even want to listen to the whole career.
I was thinking about that last night, actually, when she was singing Won't Get Fooled Again, badly, and with fake quavering at the end. And I was thinking, could I possibly listen to 55 minutes of this woman sing?
That, and she has to reduce every song to one octave.
Yeah. Okay, snippy much.
And you actually, Rick, you touched on what really, really bothers me about her voice, is she has that really, really fast vibrato thing.
Yeah.
And with that, you know, that Katharine Hepburn kind of voice, it just doesn't...
She's trying to start a car, like, it's like a Bugs Bunny when he shakes his face out after being hit with a pan.
Exactly.
That's totally what she does. All right, thank you, Chris. Right there, that's Chris. I'm sorry. And she sang the Won't Get Fooled Again, and we'll play some of that here in a second. And what bugs me about last night's performance was not even really her so much. And again, I'm not a fan of hers. Why would you possibly structure and arrange Won't Get Fooled Again, especially when it's a long performance because it's Gilby Clark, and cut out the moment that everyone knows from that song, which is that stop and they do that big scream? It's like cutting out the Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am from Suffragette City or something.
Yeah, that was really... she chose poorly for that killer.
Let's listen to... This is a little bit of a Delana. The best part was when they said that it's a dream come true to play with Gilby Clark. Because that's what everybody dreams of growing up, is playing with a third stringer from Guns N' Roses.
Boy, it's like she attached to the hip them all through the song, too.
Yeah, no, she was totally like...
there was no chicken dance last night.
No.
Like a full minute.
Seriously, let's take as long as possible to get to the actual song. Right there. That's what I'm talking about. Right there.
Yeah.
That horrible fake. And then, but listen to this stupid thing that they do. David Navarro.
And then we ask questions about their arrest.
Sorry, Dennis Pitzenbarger wandered in somehow. Dave Navarro does this thing again where you think he's going one way, then he goes another way.
Gilby Clark. Gilby. Dude, that was awesome, buddy.
Wait for it.
Yeah, that was fun.
That didn't look like an audition. It looked like a rock show.
Oh, see, he had us.
Because we're not fooled by that anymore.
No, of course, because no one sees that coming. He had us, and then he went a whole different way. We'll talk about Zaire here in a second. This is, let's see. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this? Hello.
Hi, this is Jim.
Hi, Jim. What's up, brother?
Hey, well, I got a couple thoughts about Rockstar in that they should do like a Pepsi challenge where, much like Storm singing, Queen's song, why don't everybody sing that?
And that's a really great idea.
We see where the singing talent is. But here's one that I have. Jill, when she was singing yesterday, she looked like a cheerleader up there, like she was prancing around the stage, looking to get up on top of a pyramid to, top the cake or something.
No, she always comes off like a little girl somehow. And I don't mean that in a creepy way. She just is too small and perky and
immature.
Not rock and roll at all.
Bogos.
Yeah, no, in no way is she rock and roll. And not like everybody has to be rock and roll, but, but for this, I think it's a strike against her, absolutely. But you're right, because how many times have you seen this, especially with us being such Storm fans, we're like, oh, I'd love to hear Storm sing this song.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and I have a question about the reality show.
Yeah.
Is that on just on the internet, or is that showing on CBS at some point?
That's
the reality show. It's only on the internet.
Isn't that? Yeah.
Okay.
But
right.
I will tell you, if they do it the way they did it last year, as they start to whittle down more people, they start to show more of the behind the scenes because they have more time.
They got to fill up an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What they should do is probably extend the songs a little bit more too.
I think they've already started doing that a little bit. Mm-hmm. It seems like some of the songs are a little longer, and especially when the band member comes out to play behind you, like last night, Gilby Clark, those songs are longer.
That was almost 3 minutes long.
Yeah, 3 minutes of just tedium. All right. Thank you, Jim.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, there you go. That's Jim. All right, well, do you want to, Kristen, do you want to address Zaira from last night's Rockstar Supernova?
And as I commented last night, Rick, Z has taken on a whole new...
Seriously.
I don't know. Was she trying to somehow pay homage?
It was like a Ziggy Wonka thing.
Well, like the gold lamé with the stripper heels. And
it was bad. It was bad.
Although I thought vocally she sang better than she has before. Still, she's out of tune. And, that's not saying much. She sounded better than she has before, which is just one step above terrible.
Well, let's take just a little. Let's listen to this a little bit. There's a little Zaira. From Owen, I guess I should actually turn on the sound.
Hello there.
Hello there. Thank you for coming out to the palace for a minute.
Where is she from again?
Hell. I don't know.
Puerto Rico.
Some place that's not America.
Her speaking voice reminds me of Celine Dion, whom I hate.
Yeah.
But they both have that same annoying, twangy, flat little accent. But I think she's just talking about it.
And she's murdering such a great song. Let's put her lower in the mix. Okay, very telling point that she's letting the band sing the chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
it seems to me almost after listening to her the last few weeks, painfully, it seems as if she's almost tone deaf because she's singing out of key almost all the time.
Yeah,
I don't know what's up with that.
No, well, let's listen to what the judges say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
If this show was called Rockstar Planet Pluto, you would win by a landslide.
Not a compliment.
Baby.
Hi, baby. Notice I'm changing now to Z so I don't mispronounce your name every time.
Good. It's a good move.
Yeah. I'm digging your showmanship, and that's definitely something we're looking for in our front person. But I really think you got to watch the keys of the song, man, because you were flat a lot on that.
Confidence is a good thing for a front woman, and we can tell that you have that and that you...
It's good to think
that you're the bomb.
Did you wow yourself?
Yes. This is the biggest chance in my life. I'm all out, baby. All out.
Would you like to buy some chickens?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. wearing a sausage casing is not showmanship.
That's the thing. When just watching her, all I can think is yeast infection the whole time she's on the screen.
Okay.
Those skin-tight, like, head-to-toe plastic suits.
Well, that's what Stephanie and I have been calling her every week.
I have to bleep that.
You mean the Marlboro appendage?
Moving on.
Anyway.
But the funny thing is you talk to people about Zaira, and it's a given now. Everyone, Davey's dad was there last night.
We were talking Dave Nippon.
It was just the coolest guy ever.
He was totally cool. But you know what? Even he, because I was like, because I noted that, you know, the irony is.
Oh, you've already met Dave's parents?
Wait, hold on. That really absolutely requires the, all right, there you go. The Z.
It's moving kind of fast.
Now, I was noting the irony is that as bad as she is, she's so bad that we have to hear her twice as much as everybody else because she performs every Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, it's like pulling out like a splinter that's really deeply lodged in. It's like, getting it out hurts so badly.
We're hearing the worst of all of these people over and over.
Totally. I mean, we have heard Zaira five times as much as we've heard Storm, which is just seems wrong, but it's funny that even Dave's dad last night, Davey's dad was like, they're going to keep her all the way until they absolutely have to cut her. Everyone is just zen with that now. So it's all very
sadly
painful.
Enough.
Is there anything else really worth talking about? I guess Lucas.
I really like Lucas.
We should talk about Lucas a little bit because you predicted that he'll get the encore.
I kind of think he might. And I was trying to remember, we were talking about that last night. I thought he had already gotten an encore, but maybe
I don't
not.
Think so.
Remember?
He might have.
I think he got it on,
Rebel Yell.
On the first one.
Yeah, Rebel Yell, I think he encored. This is.
So he might be the first repeat encore.
And I don't even really care for this song, so it's kind of. So it means a lot that I liked it because I don't care for this song at all.
Couldn't look you in the eyes. Just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special.
What's oh yeah. So there you go. So that's Lucas last night singing Creep. And I'm less impressed actually now not watching him. But he was like doing a lot of jumping around and.
He looked like he was spastic there for a couple of seconds.
So anyway, so when we finished last night, so we'll wrap it up. So last night, when the show was over, it was the usual suspects in the bottom. It was Patrice, Jill, and Zaira.
Yes.
And it seems likely that they're going to get rid of Jill.
Now, really quickly, Rick, because I didn't hear your take on this. Patrice's version of Instant Karma.
I think that's a hard song to screw up.
I thought it was terrible, but the band seems to love it.
I mean, it's a great song, and she's not. The thing about Patrice is she's not a bad singer as such. She's just dull.
Yeah, she's got that up with people grin all the time that's really disturbing.
Totally. I mean, it's a good song and she's a decent singer. So, I mean, I guess it saves it. That's the frustrating thing about her is she's not even entertaining. She's just boring to me.
Yeah.
So, all right. So there you go. So, the vote off happens tonight in the 8 o'clock hour on CBS.
And I'll be down there at Dante's again. If anybody wants to come down, we still have a smaller crowd, but it's a good time.
That's what Davey and I can double date with you and Stephanie?
Absolutely. That'd be a good time.
All right. There you go. Kristen from accounting. Thank you, sister.
Thanks.
All right. There you go. Kristen from accounting. We'll break after this. Come back. We will talk to Jen Lane, who is here and looking fantastic, I might add. It's 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues next. There's your Stormwatch.
Careful, sailor. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Super dope. That was badass, man.
Why would you ever, ever, ever say that?
And don't ever
Please
repeat
don't
it.
Please don't repeat that. Good God Almighty. Jim says that is off Who's Next. Rick, have you ever done top five screams? If not, you should. I think we did a long time ago. So long ago that I don't even really remember what the others were. I think we did top five rock and roll screams. Maybe it's time to bring that back. All right, I'll try to get that. Maybe I'll try to do that tomorrow. Top five rock and roll screams. Rick, I'm starting to come around on Lucas, says Rashima. When I watched last night the first half of the song, I was thinking he jumped the shark, but then he kicked it in and I was totally sucked in. He's definitely got the it factor. You're right about being underwhelmed when you don't actually see him. Here's the thing about Lucas, though. People say he's an a-hole and so forth and a jerk, but he's got the rock star vibe. He's one of the only, the handful of guys that really do. I think that Toby guy's kind of got it to him. And we didn't have time to talk about him and his megaphone. But he's got a kind of cool rock star vibe, too. And the chicks dig that guy.
See, I didn't mind the megaphone.
That was okay.
Yeah, I thought that was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit of, he doesn't, you know what it is? Because he's not reliant.
He doesn't whip it out every time.
I thought the Australian flag thing, that was tacky.
No,
I thought it was okay.
Well, that's how those people are.
Yeah. No, because, yeah, he's the front man, but he's not supposed to be representing Australia. He's supposed to represent Supernova, Rick.
Supposed to be an American. we're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, who undoubtedly has many exciting activities coming up for you to fill your social calendar.
Well, tonight, you know what tonight is?
It's Wednesday, Jen. What happens on Wednesday?
Right, it's the Cat House at Savalas. It's ladies' night, and I'm your DJ at 10 p.m. at Savalas on 48th and Hawthorne.
Excellent. And cupcakes.
Free cupcakes and 2-for-1 drinks for the ladies.
Excellent.
No cover.
Excellent. And what else is coming up now? Can we talk about? I mean, because I know you guys are going to be doing a big relaunch or comeback.
Yeah,
or?
The magazine is coming back. We're getting the band back together, and we've found some really great partners. And next week we'll make our official announcement.
Right.
But yeah, we should have a Barfly out at the end of September, and then we'll be monthly from there on out.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. 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 Very, very cool. And is it? Well, I guess we'll kind of drill you for more details next week.
Yeah, that would be great. And in the meantime, there's Barfly buses and everything is at barflymag.com.
Barflymag.com.
Yeah.
Your social calendar need never be empty again,
right,
ladies and gentlemen. Barflymag.com. We'll talk about that stuff real quickly again in just 1 second. I'm sorry. I got to find the... let's welcome now with a guy and a thing. He does that stuff that he does. And the let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. No, that's wrong.
Postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Mailman Chris, official stenographer. The only thing that's missing is like a body falling and hitting the ground at the end. Mailman Chris, hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, real quick, to answer a couple of questions you brought up, Dave Navarro gets to say what he wants because he's the executive producer of that show.
Well, that is handy, isn't it? All right.
And Lucas has not had an encore yet. It was Lana, Toby, Magni, Storm, and then Ryan.
Nerd. I'm sorry. thank you for clarifying that. No, you're right, though. I do remember seeing Dave Navarro's name scrolling by them. But he's the executive producer, really?
He's one of them.
Well, good for him, I guess. All right.
Do you guys think that there was more to Storm last night? She was laughing too hard when,
I think they clipped some stuff
away.
I'm sure they clipped some stuff out. Well, here's a perfect example. That very first week when they said, are you nervous going first? And she said, no, at least I get a clean microphone. I know that in the taping, she then gave the microphone a long lick. And they cut that out. That did not air. But I know she did. So I know there's a lot of stuff they cut out of her every week. So.
Okay, on to the list. Buddy, you got the rock star with Kristen. You got the Onion Radio.
And?
You have a cricket sounder. did not get the Cannibal Watch, the Weekend Geek, the worst song ever, or the Eskimo commercial. You did get the CNN people that you didn't tease, and Jen Lehner. But I know you're a Doug Adams fan. I won't make you wait 8 million years, so the answer is 42.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. We've lost the phone call. All right, thank you, Chris. Thank you. No, that was unfortunate. We really had him there for
just a second.
Good
thing you got the number up before you hung up on us.
42! Wait, hold on.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood. Well, they're the people that you meet when you're walking down the street. They're the people that you meet each day.
Excellent. Genius. All right. Jen Lane, barflymag.com, Sabalas Tonight, Cupcakes, yeah. Cat House, DJing, 10 p.m. Cupcakes. Jen Lane, Cupcakes Galore.
That should be your new tagline.
That's fantastic. Really, that ought to be your thing. Jen Lane, she's got Cupcakes Galore. I'm going to start saying that regardless. Screw it. All right. How long do we have here?
About a minute.
Until the music starts?
Yes.
So, seen any good movies lately? I don't have time to play this thing of Tim being an Eskimo. So just to amuse ourselves, we'll play this again. Oh, I never got to the Weekend Geek. Damn me to hell. Well, we'll play this.
Mel Gibson launches rockets into Israel. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Sources inside the Pentagon are reporting that actor Mel Gibson fired over 40 rockets into Israel early this morning and shows no sign of lowering his hostilities. The actor's Humvee was sighted at the Israel-Lebanon border before dawn, shortly before the intensive barrage of Zelzal II missiles began. Gibson's agent Daniel Shepard is helping out with targeting.
Look, Mel Gibson needs to follow his creative vision, all right, wherever that leads him.
Gibson's handlers say he will re-intensify his rocket attack on the Jewish homeland once he finalizes negotiations to star in Lethal Weapon 5. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
There you go. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Make a note, we will be back in 21 hours tomorrow at noon. Tomorrow we will be doing a little bit of Rockstar recapping. We will also get to Tim Riley, the Eskimo, and so forth. We want to thank Jen Lane, BarflyMagazine.com, Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM970 Solid State Radio News Director Tim Riley, Scotty J. More Than an Intern and Manager of Rick Emerson Office East, Dave Zinn. We want to thank Ed McCarthy, Bob Costantini, and Jim Roop. Like us next, Don and Mike at 7. We'll see y'all at noon tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Bye.
Someone ate the baby.